Our Bible lesson this morning is Acts 10, verses 34 to 43. If you're following in the Pew Bibles, it's found on page 121 of the New Testament. And if you're using the large print Bible, it's on page 157 in the New Testament. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear. Not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of God for the people of God. And now if you turn in your hymnal to page 839, we'll read responsibly Psalm 118. The Lord is my strength and my power. The Lord has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord.
The Lord has chastened me sorely, but has not given me over to death.
Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord.
This is the gate of the Lord. The righteous shall enter through it.
I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation.
Stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes.
This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Save us, we beseech you, O Lord.
O Lord, we beseech you, give us success.
Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.
We bless you from the house of the Lord.
The Lord is God who has given us light.
Lead the vessel procession of branches up to the horns of the altar.
You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you.
I will give thanks to the Lord who is good, for God's steadfast love endures forever.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. Can be found on page 190 in the New Testament section of your Pew Bible or on page 246 if you're using the large print edition. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on earth, for you have died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let's turn now to the Gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. In your pew Bible, you'll find it in the New Testament on page 108. And if you're reading the large print edition, you'll find it likewise in the New Testament on page 140. Hear these words. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white standing where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ is risen. Indeed. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is, without a doubt, the single most important event in all of human history. In fact, the resurrection of Jesus is the single most important event in my life, and I believe that if you ask any mature Christian person, you'll hear this same testimony. Such is the amazing reality of Easter. Let me ask you, how many of you got up early Tuesday morning to watch the total lunar eclipse? How many of you? Oh boy, a lot of... Well, four of us. Well, I hope you heard about it, because I believe that Tuesday's total lunar eclipse is a wonderful metaphor for our lives as human beings. Now, if you think about that celestial event, you'll remember that the Earth at that time was directly between the sun and the moon, so that the shadow of the Earth obscured the light of the sun that normally shines on the moon. Well, no one has ever actually been in space and seen for themselves this phenomenon of the lining up of the sun and the Earth and the moon. Nobody has been far enough out to look at that. But I don't know of anyone who has ever questioned the reality of that event. I mean, my goodness, you can see the effects of the lunar eclipse with your own eyes. On the other hand, There are many people who question the reality of Easter, the fact that Jesus of Nazareth was brought back from death to a new and glorious form of life, all because of God's unconditional love for each of us. We have many eyewitness accounts of the resurrection of Jesus in the Bible. Mary Magdalene, Jesus' mother Mary, and John, all of those folks saw the horrible crucifixion and death of this man, and they saw his dead body pulled down off the cross. All of these people and many more folks also saw Jesus when he had been resurrected in glory. They heard him, they ate with him, they even touched him. The resurrection was indeed real. None of us were there to experience this life-changing event, and yet you can see and feel the effects of the resurrection today, here and now. I want you to think about that metaphor of the eclipse. If God Almighty is the sun, we can surely understand that God is the source of the light and the warmth and the unconditional love that makes all life on earth possible in the first place. Jesus is the moon. He reflects that amazing light and love back to us. From our vantage point on earth, there are many times when both the sun and the moon are not visible to us. Rainy or cloudy days hide our view of the sun, and daylight hides our view of the moon. Yet our rational minds know that the sun and the moon are always there. And there are many times when the temptations and the busyness and the self-focus of our secular human lives actually get in the way of our view of Jesus. Just like the earth's shadow obscured the light from the sun in Tuesday's total lunar eclipse. Sometimes, oftentimes, we lose sight of God's unbelievable grace, yet God is always there, always loving you and hoping for your love in return. If you look around, you see that Easter Sunday brings to our worship service this morning veteran churchgoers, as well as folks brand new to the church and brand new to Christian life. And just like it says on the cover of your bulletin, God loves all people, and as disciples of Jesus Christ, we strive to share God's love through our words and actions. Whoever you are always welcome here. To longtime members of Burns Church, let us respond to Peter's words from Acts. Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. And to those of you who don't come to church all the time, and those who don't yet have a church home, I personally invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, because you can be an important part of our community of faith. To you, I offer these words that come to us from Jesus himself. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is, without a doubt, the single most important event in all of human history, because God's love for each of us and for all of us has defeated the power of sin and death once and for all people for all time. The resurrection of Jesus can be the single most important event in your life. I pray that this is the reality of Easter for you. Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia. Amen.